Chichi, you are something very unusual in the world today. You're a classical double bass player who is greatly in demand. On top of that, you're a woman. And on top of that, you're not very tall. I happen to know that. So this is a, I think it's a fantastic story about how you came to play the biggest instrument in the orchestra. Can you tell us just briefly about that?
It's funny that, but it does look as though I tick quite a few of the sort of minority boxes. I'm also of an interesting heritage background.
Yes.
Having an African father and an Irish mother.
Yes, we'll talk about that later.
I was all set to be a sprinter, mm-hmm. a 100-meter sprinter.
Right.
Although I had discovered music, shall we say classical music, as a seven-year-old, a year later, I was spotted by a sprint coach and literally threw most of my energies at that for the next 10 years, resulting in me competing at national level.
Yes.
And how much of this story you might already know, I'm not sure. But,
well, I know that you went and played football one day, and it was really a freak accident,
right.
Wasn't it?
That's right. You know, that phone call that I received as a 17-and-a-half-year-old, inviting me to play in this women's football team. I didn't even know women's football existed, to be honest. And I'd grown up playing football with my brothers, who were massive football players, but they were playing sort of the real game rather than something that I discovered on this pitch with 22 women. There was I, a highly trained 100-meter sprinter, helping out in a women's football game. And literally every time I took hold of the ball and sprinted, seemed as though the entire other team just did their best to chop my legs off, and they succeeded in dislocating my knee with a deliberate kick to my shin, which turned my lower leg in the opposite direction and ended the sprinting aspirations in a split second, and was told I'd never sprint at national level again, and went, dragged my heels back to school, and I was in my final year at school, and I was doing A-level music, and I had actually a fantastic head of music at my girls' grammar school, and a fantastic headmistress, who, while I was in hospital, they'd put their heads together and just thought, and I was very active in school music, with the singing in the madrigal choir, playing in the recorder ensemble and things like that. But I didn't play in the school orchestra. So literally the day I returned to school from hospital, John Dussek, who is a descendant of the composer Dussek, he was my head of music, came to me and said, Chichi, we've put our heads together. We think you're such a musical personality. We don't have a double bass player in the school orchestra. How about it? It's such an unpopular instrument, and it was in those days. And certainly in girls' schools, nobody played them. And so a week later, I was having my first double bass lesson, and that was it.
That's a truly remarkable story, because you have gone on to become London's leading bass player. You were in on the ground floor, shall we say, of the period instrument orchestras, a founding member of the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. You've played with all of the best bands, so tell me what you feel about this instrument. What is it you love most about playing the double bass?
Gosh, it's wonderful to embrace something of that physicality,
mm-hmm.
if you see what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's a partnership. And every time I play I pick it up and I play an open string, the vibrations just get me every single time. I never cease to draw breath. I mean, I'm not just sort of getting carried away with the sound I think I make on it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's the gravitas and the quality of that instrument. I have a wonderful instrument, but I think I identify with that pitch somehow. It just speaks to me. And it's strange because when my school teacher suggested I play the double bass, I couldn't even really think what it was, because I was just doing classroom music, if you see what I mean. I didn't
yes.
go to concerts on my Saturday nights. I went disco dancing.
Mm-hmm.
after an athletic match, I'd go disco dancing
right.
or something. And so he led me to this room to look at this instrument, and literally, it was like something was inevitable about it, and I realized that when I, for example, used to play my Beethoven piano sonatas and things like that. I used to get very excited when, say, the right hand crosses over the left hand and plays a melody in the bass, or plays something in the bass.
Mm-hmm.
I always got really excited by that sort of thing. And I didn't put it down to anything. And now I realize that I always had a sort of affinity with the lower end of things, if you see
right.
what I mean.
I do indeed.
My father had a deep voice, and, you know, I think my mother actually was her Irish voice was very deep.
Yes.
And I think there's just something that it just resonates with me.
Well, with Monica Huggett, whom we know well here in Eugene,
yes.
and the Portland Baroque Orchestra, you're going to do a number of works by significant double bass players from the 18th century and later. Was this the golden age of the double bass, would you say, Chichi?
Yes. That's mm-hmm. what it's been called, that wonderful period in the 18th century when composers wrote for the double bass in a way that they didn't write for the double bass for hundreds of years afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite special, actually. And I think people like Haydn and Mozart and Dittersdorf and Van Hal, they were a bit of a crew, actually, those four. They even played in the quartet together. But there was this wonderful tuning called Viennese tuning that gave greater possibility to playing virtuosic music on the lower instrument. And it's funny because it was normal for them to play virtuosic music on the bass instrument back
mm-hmm.
then, but
mm-hmm.
it's always a bit of a shock these days. It certainly was when I was first approaching the double bass, because it wasn't the habit to hear that instrument playing solo lines. And in fact, I mean, your own Gary Carr is one of the virtuosic bass players who
mm-hmm.
revived that skill and appreciation and realization that it's possible. In fact, when I was at the Royal Academy of Music and got the chance to play Haydn symphonies or Mozart symphonies that had little double bass solos in, before we'd even get to those bits, say in the early Haydn's Le Matin, Le Midi, Le Soir,
mm-hmm.
and his farewell symphony, things like that, the conductor would say, okay, when we get to that variation, the cello will play what says double bass solo. And so we didn't even get a chance to have a go. And that's
uh-huh.
what it was like in the sort of early 80s, late 70s, when I was just learning the instrument. Because I didn't know any better, we just all sort of took it on the chin, you know?
Yes, yes.
And sidestepped it. And gradually, we've managed to claim it back.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Chichi, since you are, I mean, a recognized virtuoso on the instrument, I don't mean to be presumptuous with this question, but I gather you're about 5 feet tall, is that right? Roughly five feet?
You're absolutely right. I'm
okay.
5 foot nothing.
5 foot nothing. Okay. So do you sit when you're playing, or do you stand?
I do. I did have a go at standing up, and I would love to be able to play standing up, but I've not conquered it. The instrument I play, it's a three-quarter size instrument, but it's a very full three-quarter size, if you see what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's verging on being too big for me. But,
yes.
It's not too big for me,
no,
but it almost is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have not mastered the art of standing up. Petrachi tried to have a go at getting me to do it, because I actually asked him to help me do that, because it's so inconvenient dragging the stool around everywhere. But particularly for solo things or chamber music.
I know.
But I have to sit down.
Yes. Well, you talk about the stool. I was online and I saw a photograph of, the enormous case in which this instrument travels. And, I mean, my hat's off to you. I just don't know how you do it.
But I was so old when I started the double bass that, you know, had I taken up a sensible-sized instrument, they were all oversubscribed.
Yes, yes, exactly. Well,
yeah.
Chichi, to get back to your Irish heritage and your Nigerian heritage, were your parents musical?
They were, but they weren't trained musicians,
uh-huh.
if you see what I mean.
Yes.
I was the real odd one out in my family and literally stumbled across the music that I've ended up doing. My mother played a bit of harmonica in Ireland when she was growing up, and she did a lot of the Irish traditional dancing, and
mm-hmm.
in fact used to compete
uh-huh.
with the Irish dancing and won prizes even. And my father, of course, he was just a natural musician, sang in church, played a bit of organ at church and things like that, but he didn't read music, but he just had a feel,
yeah,
a natural feel.